Let's talk about the Iker Tefillah in the Yemei Adin Bar Achman that Klai Zer Soimachan is the Kriya of the Yugim Lidus. Maybe if you give a short permission to sit there to the place. That's the Iker Tefillah because Pashas Avdem Tefillah, because of two reasons. Shtei Dani Ave Kol Tuvi Al Ponecho. Kol Tuvi, I mean, Tuvi is ain't safe, Baruch Hu. On Shteitas Avod, Ani Ave Kol Tuvi Al Ponecho. On this, on the Yugim Amidus. And also, it's a Nichus a Bris Aleim. Shteitas a Bris. Ke'inuchus a Sreikim. So that's the main tefillah. And even when you get to the Ila, at the end of all this Sidra Rachim and the whole thing, you say Tomachti, you say Doisa. Bishloish Esreteus. That is the Ike Simicha, the Klai Yisrael Ben Samcha. Now, what's interesting is that before we Kaira Yugim Amidus, we have a Seder of Tachnunim that we are mispalim before. And what's even more interesting is that there are two different tefillahs that we say. There's one that starts with Kaira Melech Yeshua Kisarach Memisnai Bechasidis Moich Lavoin Samu, that you say that whole shtickle before you get to Vayav Hashem Apanu Vayikra. And then there's another one of Kaila Chapayim Ator Bal Rachim Nekreis V'zach Tshuva Yereis. There are two different Nuschoyes that are mine in the human race. So what do you need two different Nuschoyes? And if you inspect them, you'll see that two total different Mahalchim. The Teichen of the two of them are going into two different Yom. That we're going to try and inspect it and try to figure out what are the two Pchinas over here. And what's interesting is that the Kael Melech Yeshua Kisarachman, that's the one that's the most common, the one you say over and over and over. The Kael Erech HaPayim Ator, that you only say the first time. The first Slichas of that day, the first time you say the Maske that you give me this, then you say Kael Erech HaPayim. Every subsequent time that you're repeating over and over, you give me this, then it's always Kael Melech Yeshua. So let's just get a look at the two Nusachos. The first Nusach, when you Pesach, Keilah, Chapayim, Atav, Al-Rachim, and Kreis, Adi, Mesadr, a lot of Tefillahs. Teiv, Neileni, Barachim, Mechalina, Abchashuv, Yitzel, Konofech, Anechsim, and Islainim, Tav, Rapesh, and Simcha, Oshim, Taz, and Shav, Yisein, and Shakshim, Men, and Mama. These are a bunch of Tefillahs that you're asking, that apparently you want that the Yugim Amidus should be memal that those bakashas. That's what it looks like. But you don't over here mention that there's a bris krus on the Yugim Amidus, which is a plia, that you leave out a big inyan, a kris and bris. And you don't mention the pchin of the satva chesbon kishatz v'her alamisha. That whole inyan is not a. In the Keil Melech Yeshiv, there you don't have any of the tefillahs there. Keil Melech Yeshiv, Kisir Achmim, Mesnag Bechassidus, Moich Alam and Yisamoy, Ma'av Rish and Rish, you say that in Hogus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you're not being Mesad or any tefillahs. Ma'av Mechil Chatoyim, Mestich Lapoishim, Oiz Yitz Dokhus and Kovas of Ruach. Then you talk about Keil, Hoi Reis Alon Aloy Mishloi Shesoy, Hoi Reis Alon Aloy Mishloi that you made the exhibit of Nesad of Kishatz. It's called one of the Yom Beris, Shloi Shesri. Here you mention the Beris. So, what does this tell us about what's happening over here? Vayistoy is that there are two different Pchines and two different in Yom and Yom Midas. And one of them you Pesach with, and the other is what you Chayza over and over with. So the good news is that there's a Rashi Ala Teira that Kefi Anira explains it very clearly. There's a Rashi Ala Teira in the parashah of Yugim Amidus that goes on the pasuk of V'chanoi siyas asher ochin V'richam siyas asher arachim V'yoyim ania v'kol tuvi al ponecha V'karasi b'shem Hashem v'ponecha. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu before the Gidul of Yugim Amidus. V'chanoi siyas asher ochin V'richam siyas asher arachim. So as she says there, so Rashi, ad kan lo yiftichu yela itim ena ve itim lo yena. I'm all yet, I'm all nisht. I will be shas meisa. This is all kaid meisa. Be shas meisa. Omele hine anechi kairis bris. Hefticho yishain and chayz vesreikam. So he says that Siddur, one parasha from Kodim Aysa, that Kodim Aysa state, Kol Tuvi. Kol Tuvi means a shleimus of a Gidei V'atov, and not just Enim Chayzis Reikim. Enim Chayzis Reikim means there'll be some Yeshua, some Revach, some Atzalah, but not a whole Gidei of Kol Tuvi. But the Kol Tuvi is Amodi and Amodish. Eis Asher Erzeh. And then there's Shas Meisa, that there it's Hepticham, Shein Machais Yisraikam, that it is Yeshua and Rebach every time, but it's not Beshlemus, it's Epis. Epis Shein Machais Yisraikam. This is what she's saying. So my mother doesn't understand like this. The first time that we misspell, the first time we need to the tefillin that moment, we go with Kael Rapara Ato, and we say Gedulas Rachamecha Vechasadecha Tiske Hayoy. Gedulas Rachamecha, that we're going for the Aniyah of Kol Tuvi, and we're hoping for the Pa'omim She'Erzel Rachim and Pa'omim She'Erzel Lochem. We're hoping to get the biggest and the Shleimus, but we know that there's love for Dafka. Gonna happen. And we know there's no beris on that, and that's why there we don't mention the beris. There we mention the tefillahs that we want them all to be nismala, mecharin ha-preshuv, tazin shabiseinu, sakshiv ben omama, we say all the tefillahs that we want, and we want gedulas rachamach v'chasadecha to be nismala and dani. But tzitzach do'al pomim shoriyat, that is the dissolve tocha. So then we start with a whole other Seder. Then we start starting to, and that we say over and over and over, and you never get tired from saying it, because every time it's in a Chayz Rekim. Every time there's a Revach Yisrael, every time there's another Gzeira, that's Nikha. Every time there's another Teva Bracha Yisrael, and you can never get tired from saying it, because they have them, and then you say, Zecholon Mayim Peris Shloish Azrei, because on that was Nikha Sabris, then you're starting to the one of the Shas Maisa. That b'shas ma'aseh do akris es bris, and that's a pom that it's in a chayzis reikim, even if you don't have the gilui of aniyah v'kol tuvi al ponecha, and that's the seder of the other one. So the svar, I guess, is the psiche. You want to try to get the kol tuvi, so that's where you start. You start. That's the psiche. That one. The other one is what you do when you're going for your second best, in case you want zayichin for the eretz alochin. So then that's when you always chayze over and over and over. On the other one, on the print of Kael Malirachim. The only point that's kedai to mention is that the one place in all over that you do the Kael HaPayim grad at the end, not at the beginning, is gone by Yom Kippur Kodem. That's the only time that the Seder's go hafach. That Kael Malachay should be say the whole time, and the last time is in Messiah with Kael HaPayim. The only thing I would know to think about that, I'm not sure why over there is different, but could be mitzad his chachus hachidish and his chachus of Yisrael boys ashore. Shehem asidim his chachish kemoisa. There's a hope that somuch tereshkiya sachama by the end of the mincha, by the chachidish, that we became more roy for the eretz alochen. So that's where they wanted to put it off to the end, to the time that it's somuch for the chachidish alvona, in the hope of. That will be a swara that the clients will be somehow more hoy to get the Eretz Lochen at that point, Mishanti is Chachos. Every other time you do it at the Psicha, at the beginning, but if there will be a Siba to push it off more color to the Zman of the Chachos, the Yisrael, so that's where they put it there at the end. That I'm not 100% sure exactly why the other Mahapur said it, but it looks like it's very clear based on this Chachi that there's a Ha'ova of Yud Gimel Midas, which is Kaidem Aisa, and that apes the person is Zayichim for that Chanina. Then he's chapsarein kol tuvay chapsarein taka b'shleimus, and then there's the b'shas ma'aseh was adem do akrisis bris shein b'chayzis reik. Well, mahov meizah Hashem ula avayde and haseiras b'mikuba b'rachme b'rotzenesh b'zeicha to be a seira b'leib shalom and loshav b'fon of emes b'leib shalom b'zeicha to Yeshua's nisim and the flow is from klal and from prat.
Amen. Go ahead.